I will too, trust me.
Hello,
Wait, don't do that real quick. I got to tell you one thing, though. If you want to do it, honestly, though, the next 5 days is the answer. And that's because the price increase starts on the 27th. And if you get in now, you're grandfathered in for life.
Okay, we'll do it. So we do it after the show, then?
Yeah, can.
All right, cool. Hello, welcome to the Mac Show. Sorry for that abortive start. But it was worth it, clearly, if it was happening before the 27th and I saved money. joining me, incredible bunch of people. We're one down from last week. From the 30 that turned up, we're now 29. Starting us off, top left, Doc Rock, how you doing, mate?
Aloha, how's it? What's cracking? Good morning, all of that.
Why didn't you reply to my Maui text this week, you bastard?
I was like, why is this dude sending me texts about Maui? Like, I know where the heck Maui is.
I thought you'd go, oh, I know him. I know that chef. Or you go, oh, I know Hooey Hooey.
Yeah, oh, it's Hooli Hooli.
Hooli Hooli, there we go.
It's so good.
I know.
Like, literally one of the greatest. But you know what? I was streaming at the time and it came up and I was like, why is you texting me about Maui? I live here.
I'm watching a program. I watched Gordon Ramsay Uncharted and it's in Maui and I'm learning all about the places to eat around Maui and all the local cuisine and stuff. And I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, if you come here, don't go
to Maui. Wrong island. So I won't see you if you go to Maui. You'll be.
I thought you were on Maui.
No, I'm on Oahu.
Oh, shit. There's my first problem, then.
Wrong island.
I actually hate Maui, to be honest with you.
I can see why.
We call it Maui-fornia now because all the people from California move here, and then they start making rules talking about they don't want their island to be like XYZ. And I'm like, you're an island player? People have lived here for almost, I don't know, 50,000 years?
No. Now, that's the other thing I found out is that the Polynesians inhabited it and they were only about 1200s 1300s.
That's
as old as the race is, and it's the same with New Zealand. That was only populated in the 1400s. I didn't realize that. I thought it was the indigenous species, but it's not. They're Polynesians.
They were the first actual navigators reality, but that's not how it's told.
They said that they've been there for 50,000 years when actually they ain't. It's like that family that moved in next door and swore blind that they moved in before you when you know they moved in after you.
Like the guys that were blocking your car park today?
Exactly them, yes. Well done. We're a bit late starting because the bastards opposite blocked up the roadway, so I couldn't park my car. Next to him, Jeffrey, back in Stutter Vision. How you doing, mate?
I'm doing well. And Starter Vision, I don't know, something's wonky with my camera right now.
No, it's not you. I think it's the crap into Wirecast and all that crap. Getting slowly fed up with this stuff. Since Doc educated me, I've been more pissed off than when it was crap before. It's even crapper now, so we're going to solve that after the show. have you been well since last night, mate? Look at that lovely new lighting you've got.
I know. I love my new lighting.
Soft and gorgeous you look.
So thanks to Dave and thanks to Dave for recommending the kit that I have now.
Excellent, mate. It does look super gorgeous and mellow. Are the blue lights added afterwards for effect, or were they there originally?
They were there originally. It's just hue lights and with white walls. I need more color. So I threw light on the or color on the walls.
Excellent.
I could change the color if you'd like something else.
Maybe later. Patrice, how are you?
Doing good. Doing good. It's Friday. It's always a good
Too
day.
Too bloody right, mate.
Yeah, it is. Just chipped my the MacBook Pro.
Having a bit of a rant, weren't you, about this?
Yeah.
So to update everyone, the MacBook is now officially Patrice's. So that's sorted. Yeah. And it's on its way now to IMN Max to be fixed.
Right. I had a little bit of an issue with the postal service here. Their website is crap. They told me I have to fill out a customs form. So I did. And then at the post office, they said, yeah, we don't need this. And they told me, yeah, you can add like extra insurance because it's only insured up to like 510 euros for some reason. you can't. So I just shipped it. I'm like, okay, whatever. It's on its way. It's gonna be there sometime next week. So I would get next week probably.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Well, if it's the German postal service, mate, it'll be there before it leaves. They've already got it.
No, it's Austrian, so that's different.
Ah, right, of course. Yeah, good point.
I was going to say, you and the issue is when it gets here, it's got to cope with the British Postal Service, so
yeah.
It'll be back in Germany before it gets to here.
And you have marked the fact that it's coming into this country for repair and is not subject to customs.
Yeah, I think we're only. I didn't have to do that. Like,
yeah, we're 1st of January, I think, for the customs swap over.
Yes,
so, yeah.
Probably, yes.
Yeah,
I've said, other than that, been a good week. Lot of work, lot of other stuff to do. Like, I did a lot of like errands for stuff in Germany that I'm doing or whatever. Went to a notary twice this week because the first documents I sent Germany didn't accept and stuff like that. So it's been a fun week.
Excellent. Next to him, Dave Ginsberg. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Good to be here, and Jeff and I have matching lights now, so yeah, I'm glad he jumped on that.
We're like twins.
That lighting bandwagon. Yeah, they're good lights. Good to have some control of things too.
And a bit of, once you start mixing a bit of webcam settings as well, you can get yourself seriously lush.
That's my mix right now: the Dazney lights with a touch of webcam settings.
Beautiful. Sure. Welcome.
Gonna have to jump in on that a little bit too.
Yeah. Next to him, Patrice's latest victim on Foodie Flashback. Renowned vegan.
And vegetarian.
Are you vegetarian? That's good. That's all right. That's
vegetarian.
That's better than vegan,
as,
mate.
As we discussed on Foodie Flashback, I love butter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now,
look at the room color.
We'll talk to Brett Terpstra, by the way, for those of you on audio. Now, Brett, you had a serious problem over bacon, from what I understand.
Well, I mean, it's why I stopped being vegetarian for a while.
Superb, mate. I love that. Could you be a vegetarian? Nope. Why not bacon? Because everything's better with bacon.
Well, I was veggie for 17 years, but eventually bacon won.
I'm surprised no one's invented a fragrance called bacon. It doesn't have to smell like bacon, but
Hormel in the U.S. just came out with bacon-scented face masks.
Nice.
Yes, they did.
No.
No, because the thing I always thought was, if you get bacon as a perfume, right, you could put it, and then there's a woman sprays it on, and she loves it and says, because everything tastes better with bacon. Everything's better with bacon. There you go.
I would not talk to someone who smelled like bacon.
Well, not now, but you would have done then.
No, even then, that's gross. You shouldn't smell like bacon. You can enjoy the smell of bacon,
the scent doesn't have to smell of bacon. It just has to be called bacon. Bacon.
Fair enough.
Bacon.
Bacon.
You got nothing to say about my lighting?
you've probably got a fly-ridden lamp to your top right, am I guessing?
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I'm good. I'm seriously good. And last but by no means least, with not bad lighting for a cupboard, Callum.
Thank you. I've actually got one light missing. It's actually one of the bulbs has gone.
So, it looks nearly as good as Jeff. I'm lighting.
Nearly.
A lot of stock in the stock room with you, mate.
They're all empty boxes.
Oh, okay.
You're stocked up on empty boxes?
We've got lots and lots of empty boxes. So basically boxes from customers. So we don't keep anything in the cupboard down here of any value. It's on the ground floor. So everything goes upstairs nice and safe. So
For any cat burglars listening, there you go.
There you go. Yeah.
Are you well, mate? I hear that the Hawaii phone is complete now.
Yes.
Data is recovered.
Getting the data out, but the data's off it, with docking some. Just need to open the backup up and get all the pictures out for Doc.
I need you, Doc, to get your pal to write a testimonial for Iron Max and send it through to me so I can read it out of the networking group that I go to in my good.
So you mean I got to write it? Kang's an airplane mechanic. You don't write.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I'll write.
I remember that episode of Air Crash Investigation where they said that the technician couldn't write. Yeah.
Yeah. They can fill out forms, though. If you send him a form, he might be able to do that.
What are customs for?
Did you enjoy the service? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did they get you those back?
It was super funny. That is him. He is the one word answer guy, like brilliant mechanic. Like he's actually smart, but it's just funny. We always tease him because he's the kind of guy that's really brilliant, but he was just born with that face that looks like he's a bit daft, but he's actually brilliant. And so we just tease him all the time. And it doesn't help that all his answers are one word answers. Hey, right. So. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Hey, you guys want to? Uh-huh. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, you're kidding me. I can never invite you to my show. But throw a couple whiskeys in, can't shut that dude up.
He's a good aircraft mechanic as long as he stays off aircraft investigation.
Plane crash?
What happened? Plane down.
Crash.
No, down.
Jeff has planted a link to a bacon-scented candle in the chat room. So if you want to see that, britishtechnetwork.com/chat and go to the 23rd of October at 16:35 and you'll find it. Thank you.
I like that the link, that the domain is stinkycandlecompany.com.
.com. Yeah. Stinky Candle Company.
We had a visit from Muller as well today at the office, which was entertaining as all.
Dude, yeah. I hope you've recovered.
Just a day.
Just
ready for the show.
Hey, that must have been an experience for Joe, meeting Muller.
I don't think he's recovered yet.
No. Was Mo there today as well?
No, he wasn't in today. No.
That's why Muller's in the chat room and not getting pissed in a pub with Mo. Yes, got you.
Probably, yeah.
I know what Mo's like. The week in Apple, all the stuff that's got, there's a bit fallow on the news front, we have to say. There's a lot of grief being talked about the MagSafe charger, though. The MagSafe charger has had a teardown and an x-ray on iFixit. And also there's a report that actually it's pretty slow. It's half as fast as the Anker wireless charger.
But you think that's
the X-ray, protection they know is fine,
for the
right?
battery?
Is it what?
Protection for the battery. The battery, no, I mean, in theory, the battery always lasts longer if you charge it slower because the less heat, the better, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Also,
so they probably did that on purpose. I mean, they know that people can buy fast chargers or whatever, but if you're the type of person who doesn't buy external accessories and you got this little thing right here, and, you know, you're a normal use person, like you're not freaked out about how fast it charges. Well, because you're asleep when it's charging.
I'm just going to call some out here and just say, I thought with LiPo batteries that had controllers on them, the demand was based on the unit calling for power, not the supply of power.
Yeah, I fully that. But in the end of the day, science is heat always sucks. So for this type of
I'm not denying that, but what I'm saying is the draw for charge comes from the iPhone, not from the charger.
Not from the charger. Okay, that makes sense. And so then that's good then. That's even better because that means that a software update can solve this or adjust it to customer appreciation.
Can we let the ace technician talk? Go ahead, Cam.
Just as it's a bit of a blanket rule, but as a rule, fast charging is always bad for batteries over their lifetime. We tend to find with phones that come in, you know, we'll have people with an iPhone 6 that have got a battery which still has 90% of its capacity left, and it's, you know, an 8-year-old phone, and we'll have, well, probably not 8 years old, but, and then we'll have people with iPhone 10s that have been fast charging them and the battery's completely ruined because of it. So
I'm happy to be wrong, but am I right in saying, though, that the iPhone is the thing that dictates the power flow to the recharge of the battery through the controller? It's not.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And then what you tend to have with that as well, especially on older iPhones, it used to be something that we find a lot with non-genuine chargers, non-genuine lightning cables, but basically the charging IC cops it, especially with fast chargers and non-genuine chargers. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but the difference is, I mean, yeah, the iPhone controls how fast, but if the iPhone offers fast charging and offers slow charging, then the slow charging is better.
Yes. No one's denying that, but what I'm saying is the MagSafe charges less quickly than other wireless chargers, and that's a de facto statement on its own. It doesn't relate to the it relates to the MagSafe system. It doesn't relate to the protection of the battery, because the controller protects the battery, not the charger.
That's
but
right.
By the way, you're reading that graph wrong. The MagSafe charger is faster than the Anker wireless charger because it charges to 50% in an hour versus an hour and a half. It is slower than other.
No, MagSafe charge is 2 times slower than wired USB. Oh, it would do over USB.
Wired.
Sorry, okay, I read it wrong.
Sorry. Yes. No, it's for sure slower than wired.
Thanks, Patrice.
Yeah. I've heard that other wireless chargers that have the same wattage are faster.
Right.
So
that's interesting.
But other phones, to be fair, but yeah.
Okay.
I think the bigger issue with the wire safe charger that I've seen from reviews so far is people say it's about as strong as the Apple Watch is. Now, again, everyone wants to be mad at that because I don't know what they thought they were going to do, pendulum swing their phone while it's connected to the charger. It's not meant to, like, suck that sucker to the table like a maglev train. That's actually
the limpet.
You know what I'm saying? You want to be able to pick it up without having the charger come with it, too. So, like, but not everyone's mad because, like, oh, I thought it was going to just stick there and stay there like a gecko feet. No, it's like, you know what I mean? So it's weird, but I would probably want it to be stronger for, I don't even know why, but I think that freaks people out. But then, you know, there's already third-party people coming up with ways to solve that.
There's an SNL sketch there, isn't there, of someone who's going, what's that big thing on the back of your iPhone? It's like, it's the charger, I can't get it off, and it's them prizing and wrestling it for the next 20 minutes.
or you know, like the toilet paper in the back of your trousers when you come out of the bathroom, the wire safe MagSafe charger just hanging out your pocket while you're walking around.
With a plug attached to it.
Just skipping along the floor, bouncing off the tiles.
There's memes of people who drove away with the gas thing in the car and the hose is just connected and they're driving down the street.
It's kind of it's because we live in a world filled with idiots.
Oh, that's true.
And based on the way I read that graph, I'm clearly one of them.
Nothing is better.
You're our idiot. And we love you.
Oh, mate. Every village has its idiot, and I'm British Tex. Now, when Muller's not here.
There you go. That's better. They did just pop their battery tests. And it seems that the iPhone 11 Pro Max is still the champion as far as batteries go.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially which makes sense 5G. Until the 12 Pro Max comes out.
Yeah, especially on 5G. But even according to Apple's numbers, like for the batteries, the 12 Pro Max is slightly, if I remember correctly, slightly worse than the 11 Pro Max.
Like but again, they always fix that at the second update, right? Hasn't it been like sort of historically the second update kind of like smooths out the battery issues?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's always the indexing thing as well, isn't there, with the new update? Re-indexing.
Yeah, that's true. Drive. And we talk about it every year where people lose their mess every year. I think the battery sucks. I'm like, because your apps are getting adjusted, dude. Relax.
Yeah.
We get that a lot with older MacBooks we do SSDs on, where for a week it's absolutely all over the place and then it settles itself down.
Yeah, that's Spotlight indexing.
Yeah.
Apple, so Muller's in the chat room and he's saying I'm talking foo, I think. I don't know. Maybe not.
maybe he meant Fairnall University or something.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe he's hungry and forgot how to spell food.
Did you? I know what it is. Okay. It's French unboxing because it comes with 3 boxes.
That's double unboxing.
Yeah. Duble unboxing now.
Yeah.
it's the duble unboxing.
The duble entendre and duble boxing.
The duble unboxing, yes, no question. No, he's typed it in full now. We've all got it wrong.
Just elaborate. Yeah.
Well, look, calm down, man.
He had to translate it there.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Ewan, based on the chat room, is Muller coming on to you?
No, I was thinking that action would be completed with a cricket bat or something like that more than anything else that was made of wood.
I'm not judging.
Moving on, eh? calm down, Muller. I don't mean it. I love you really. I miss you dearly, actually, because it's been months since I've seen Muller in the studio. We're more than 2 meters apart. We could totally do it. Be fine. Be all right. Be safe. I've just gone through all, I've gone through 3 pages of stories on Matt Rumors and this fudge all. Yeah. spin. Draw it out, you. And did you guys see the AR thing where the 3D item? There was a thing on, I can't remember what it was on, but this guy got a fire hydrant and he put on the LiDAR stuff and he drew around the fire hydrant and then it made a 3D model and he placed the 3D model next to the original fire hydrant. And there was big chunks of it missing. I'm not saying it was great, but it was friggin' impressive. Can anyone find that clip for me in the chat room? Muller won't know. I'm blaming Muller.
Yeah, whatever link Muller gives, just don't click it.
Yeah, but no, this guy gets the 3D scanner thing up in the iPhone 12, and he walks around a fire hydrant and moves, you know, all over the place to find it, and then it makes a 3D model of the fire hydrant, and the colours are actually pretty good, and then he places it next to the fire hydrant, IKEA style, mm-hmm. in the AR, and it's not perfect, but it's not bad.
Mm-hmm. No one else. That means it's going to get there sooner or later.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
a couple of updates away.
It's kind of like that the project that Google did, where they like recreated did 3D recreation of objects from like photos people took. They just stitched together like millions and millions of photos from like other people, and that kind of like that, right? Just better and with one phone.
Oh, I can't remember where I saw the damn thing. It's really pissing me off. But yeah, the guy gets the 12 and he scans around this thing and it's just perfect. Well, it's not perfect. It's crap, but it's less crap than I thought it would be.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, with the LiDAR scanner, I could totally see it being even better. Like, I mean, close to perfect, at least.
That's the number one thing I'm looking forward to, because in listening to the initial reviews and stuff like that, there's a bunch of people that are talking about it and some people are explaining it, and some guys explain it kind of sort of right. Other guys, they still don't quite understand it. But what, you know, Ewan said before, like, it takes great pictures, but like the HDR is a little bit too much or whatever. And then so one of the other prominent photographers who kind of had the same not diagnosis, but synopsis, I guess, or the way Ewan spoke about it before, says that's been corrected now. And he thinks it's primarily due to the way that the LiDAR does basically the depth mapping and stuff like that. So
I always thought,
I think that's, huh, go ahead.
I always thought the HDR in the iPhone, certainly in the last, since the XS Max, has been pretty passable. There's a few things where you look at it and you go, okay, I'll turn that down a bit, but you can do that in post. It's not, it hasn't been horrible at all. And of all the cameras that I've seen doing HDR, I would probably say that the iPhone does the most subtle and the best use of HDR. And certainly when we looked at the keynote the other week, when that was on, I would have said the images there were pretty top hole. They were HDR done properly. If you want to see HDR done properly, go and watch Scott Kelby stuff, because he gets it perfect, absolutely perfect. Mm. I'm a bit of a Kelby nut, I have to say. I
love Scott Kelby. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. He's
so, you know, the one of the dopest apps, to me, my two favorite apps that for some reason don't get as much love as they probably should, is Pro Camera, which is Moment, and Highlight. And so Highlight went and redid their whole base in order to use all of the new stuff. And it's funny because they're sort of, you know, social media posts and stuff talking about it. It basically used Apple's image style in order to show it off, which I thought was pretty rad. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like this image is, it's like, they just copied Apple's thing, but made it, you know, match what they're doing. And so it's good on the iPhone 11 Pro Max. I can't speak English. But I can't wait to see what this does with the new LiDAR stuff. Like, the LiDAR is the most interesting to me because of the night mode. And sun down here is one of the most amazing places in the planet. Patrice can attest.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
So, like, the ability to take better pictures right when our sun tucks the water, oh, bruh, it's just going to get so amazing.
And that's a cool thing about the Apple, what was it called? Apple Pro Raw, I think?
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever the Raw.
I've still got some reservations about that, I've got to say.
But that's the cool thing about it. It contains, like, it's a layered format. So it contains not only the sensor data, it contains all the other steps, like the LiDAR data, like everything it's doing, like all the processing it's doing. All of that information is contained in that document as separate layers. So apps can actually go in and use that data and do whatever else you want to do with it.
Mm.
That's just sick, bro. That's just sick.
Yeah, I think the flexibility would be a massive thing.
From a phone.
The Apple TV is coming to PS4. Yes. Big Confirm. Yeah, an official blog post has said that Apple TV is coming to PS4 and PS5. They've got to get this sorted because there's no way it can exist if it's going to be on an Apple TV. It's got to come to you want it on smart TVs effectively, surely.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's already be ubiquitous. Like, I mean,
not every smart TV,
but most. Yeah, no, but every smart TV's got to have Apple TV as an option, on as much as Netflix is on and that kind of stuff, which you aren't getting at the moment. They've got to make it ubiquitous, otherwise their content just won't sell.
I mean, where is it now? I think it's on Amazon's, like, Fire stuff. It's we see PlayStation 4 and 5. I've heard rumors that Xbox will get it. A lot of TVs like LG, Samsung, Vizio in the US, and so on. Like the big manufacturers, I think all of them have that now. What else? Android, I think.
My Apple TV. I've got an Apple TV, and the number of times I'm sitting clicking, I'm like, not going anywhere, and I have to get up, pull the plug out the back, push it back in, get it to run.
Yes.
I want it on every device that doesn't need me to do that because I've had three downstairs now and they've all suffered the same problem of just kind of freezes where it just doesn't want to work.
Do you know how to reset your Apple TV from the remote?
Thanks for making me feel stupid. No, I don't.
Hold down the top two buttons until the light starts flashing and then when you let go, it'll reboot it.
Thank you for that, mate. I will do that now and save my legs. I was figuring
that's been there since Apple TV 1.
Okay.
I've
never known that.
It has.
Bruh, you guys kill me. Like, literally, I have my Apple TV 1 in the back over there. That's been there since Apple TV 1.
We'll be back again next week. Follow the network on BritishTechNetwork.com. See you next Friday. Jeff's doing the show. I'm not. You can all piss off.
So next week's bastards. Show will be all about how to use the Apple remote.
Muller, don't book Terpstra ever again.
The point remains, though, you shouldn't have to reboot your TV on a regular basis. I'm having the same trouble. Like, all of a sudden, the remote, like, it'll get, like, spastic. It won't, things won't move when I move the trackpad, but then they will, and then they won't. And I have to reboot it every time, and that's not great. And this is on a brand new 4K Apple TV.
Yeah, mine's brand new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
same issue.
It's not why good. You gotta have this remote. Oh, the Function 101 works great.
It's a worldwide issue.
You can do do other cool things. Hold menu and left or right to like make the remote only work with the Apple TV that you have it in.
So no, I knew that one. I knew that one pairing. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, there's several. There's a reboot version. There's a restart version. Up is reboot. Down is restart. They're different. You know.
And one of them sends a crash report to Apple, and I never know what I hit to make that happen, but it happened.
Yes.
And one starts a countdown on an atomic bomb located under...
Brett, we got your logs in, and what's this YouTube CAD training videos?
How'd you know? Honestly, that's on my YouTube history includes CAD training videos. I was just training a cat yesterday. No joke.
I got a 17-year-old that's lives in my house. If there was a browser function on there, I'd have more problems than bloody cat videos.
Wow, 17 yes, already? Holy goodness, that's crazy.
Well, you didn't know my son was 17 already.
No, it's just, it's funny because, you know, he was a little kid that would pop on every once in a while, and then now he's 17. Like, I know we've been doing this for 12 years, but it just, you don't think about it like that.
Now he's
you
a 17-year-old who comes out of his room once a fortnight to talk shit. Mm-hmm. Actually, interestingly, his door fell off its hinges this morning. We don't know why. Not even going there. But it fell off. I put it on the side, and I texted a bloke who did the repair on it years ago and said, your repair's fell, I need to come out and have a look at it. And Sharon said, will he come quite soon? I said, he better. The smell is coming out of Ellis's room slowly. I'm really starting to gag. Oh,
yeah.
Teenage smell.
17-year-old bedroom.
Teenage angst.
Muller's put, I shouldn't have pissed Muller off. He's putting Brett on every week from now on. Shit.
I'm okay with that.
I've got to say, this was the story that I'm aware my dyslexic self may have got this completely wrong. Bear with me. The Porsche Taycan gains Apple Podcasts. That's a thumbs up. Well done. That's all right. Mm-hmm. And also, time-synced lyrics. Yeah. Why, when driving a car, would you need a screen to have time-synced lyrics? You're thinking your favourite Britney or a bit of Taylor Swift. And you've got to know the lyrics. So it's more important to learn the lyrics than it is to keep your eyes on the bloody road.
In a Porsche,
you're doing 170.
That does
exactly.
That makes sense.
What was that that show that Apple bought? Like
Car Crash. Using? No?
No, not Car Crash.
Carpool Karaoke. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they're using that car and they needed that feature in the car so they can show the lyrics.
They use a
Porsche have done that purely for James Corden.
Yeah. Would you rather have the lyrics on screen or have the driver pulling out their phone and doing a quick Google search to find out what the lyric was?
I'd
one of those
neither.
Seems way less fatal to me.
Who's can I have a
lyrics in the middle of driving?
Can I have a third option?
Why? Oh my god!
You want to learn lyrics? Get the train. That's just silly.
It's true.
I mean, I go back to a period in time when I was about 17 and I started playing the guitar and I wanted to learn a song and I had it on a tape and you had to and then play it forward again and play it forwards again, trying to learn the lyrics. Whereas now, you kind of, if you put it on in the car and you're like, I want to learn the lyrics to this song, and you always get to that thing where you finish the first verse and then you're like, you don't know the rest. So you have to go back to the start, though, because you've only got the begin button or end button on the track, haven't you, on the steering wheel. So, yeah.
So what you're saying, Aaron, is that this car would have been really useful for you when you were learning songs years ago.
Exactly. I should have,
you're
that's exactly
playing it. Guitar in the car, sure.
I shouldn't have bought a Tuner Day Book to learn the guitar. I should have bought a Porsche Taycan. In the future.
So before, I'm going to have to jet because I just realized so I have a traveling calendar thing that we screwed up with our time differences. But the reason why you need this is because on Bon Jovi, people say it doesn't matter if we're naked or not. With the Taycan, now they'll know it doesn't matter if we make it or not.
Yeah.
And that could mean the difference between life and death.
You've got to get to, you guys had Top Cat, right, when you were kids?
What?
Top Cat. Hanna-Barbera. Top Cat.
Yes, we did.
The undisputable leader of the gang. And there's lyrics in there where people argue to this day what the lyric is or not. And the Hair Bear Bunch is another one where the people argue to this day what the lyric is because it's like the naked thing that you've just said for Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
You know, I never heard that as naked. I always heard it as make it, but for the rest of my life, I now want it to be naked. So
there's no end of songs out there that there's people that are absolutely convinced that the lyrics are something different from what you hear. And like I said, the Top Cat is a great example, and the I can't remember the line from Top Cat, but the Hair Bear Bunch is another one.
Yep. And let's pee in the corner. Let's pee in the spot. Like
nobody thinks that. That's stupid.
That's a drunk joke.
Just you, Doc.
No, I know. But it's funny. There's a bunch. There's somebody did a listicle a little while ago, maybe HuffPost, or, you know, they're famous for their idiotic listicles. And somebody did that talking about all of the really weird songs that get jacked up. But yeah, anyway, I got to run, gang. I messed up a time zone thing because Hawaii, you know how we do.
I'm surprised you're still here.
Thank you. And don't forget, on November 1st, we get to go back to normal. I get to sleep an extra hour.
Woo-hoo.
Yay! Yeah,
it's actually that's true.
Next week?
God, I'll be so
week happy. After. Week after.
Week after. No, I'll be so happy.
Are you seriously going?
Huh?
You seriously going?
I have to. I screwed up a calendar thing.
But that's like 6 o'clock in the morning. You booked something for 6 o'clock in the morning.
Because I thought it was seven, dude. Are you paying attention?
What? It's not seven. It's six where you are at the moment.
I got it. That's the point. I screwed it up. That's what I'm trying to tell you, player.
He has a 6 a.m. meeting.
Dude. Yeah,
it was supposed to be a 7 a.m. meeting, but my dummy forgot about the time difference because I don't do time differences. Nobody
you got the meeting with?
For me, the trouble that my life is about.
Who have you got the meeting with? What time zone?
Invites that you can accept.
California. That's what makes it more messed up because it's in California.
Yeah, exactly. It's your own freaking country.
I know. I just said I effed it up, dude.
Don't lecture me about competence from now on.
Hey, Mueller, don't book Ewan again.
Well, book Doc, but who knows when he's going to show up, eh?
Hey, start in November.
Well, that's 1st, actually truer than you know. Yeah.
No, it's actually before that,
Doc. Hey, Doc's leaving.
Oh, that's. Do you know what? That got Why? Less. That really got less naff then. No, it didn't. I'm lying. Piss off. Go on.
I love you guys, jerks.
Oh.
Bye.
And the question mark says it all. You know what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
It's just amazing. People watch this show.
Joe told me to shake it off. That's the Taylor Swift thing from 10 minutes ago. Sorry.
Did you see that story that they posted about the Apple tool that's helping for the audio settings in the AirPod? It actually determines whether or not the earwax buildup in the AirPods is causing audio issues. So we talked about this yesterday on In Touch with iOS. It was,
okay. No, go on, because I haven't got any more stories, so we need this desperately.
Good. I'm glad I brought it up. I'll put the link. It's in 9to5 Mac. It was pretty disgusting. It's apparently a tool that's being issued out to every Apple store, and someone on Twitter found this, and it's an audio test tool. It'll test the AirPods 1 and 2, and the source confirmed actually was on iMore too. We've determined that you have an earwax buildup in your AirPods, and you need to clean them. And I would think the genius would not want to come anywhere near somebody who doesn't know how to keep their ears clean and their AirPods clean. But
hey, some people just have a lot of earwax.
They do, yeah. And it's a sign of a healthy ear as well.
Yeah,
it is. But I just found this to be amusing that they talked about
that.
This
said,
it's another way of audio measurement. You know,
I'm not surprised that they don't offer the cleaning service because that, like my own earwax, sure, but cleaning out someone else's earwax, you'd have to pay me extra.
Yeah. a lot extra.
Callum, at the risk of killing your business permanently here, you have got to have some stories about shit you found in machines.
Yeah.
The screen was locked on a picture of Taylor Swift and everything just stuck up.
Some of it's, yeah.
It'll gross you out even bringing it up.
That's enough.
He refuses. He blatantly refuses to tell that story.
I'm just thinking
I wish I had taken a screenshot of Cal's face.
Yeah. He doesn't even know where to start.
No, I don't know. And I remember the worst one. This was a couple of years ago, and someone had been sick in their MacBook. Just closed the
thing. Is that to cut the power so it didn't do any damage?
My assumption at that point is that if you throw up on your laptop, you just give up. You close the lid and give up.
Yeah, I'm with him. You've turned it into a puke book, and that's it.
No, what you do
give it to someone you hate.
Give of a greener. Yeah. A fairy liquid on it.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah. The thing is someone said, have you installed the carrot app? And it's like, oh, that's not what I meant. Okay.
I see what you did there.
I see what I did there. Excellent. Yeah.
Anyway, it was it's interesting that Apple now has this tool in their stores to be able to look at their AirPods.
The sick sucker.
Yeah, I mean, if they probably don't want to replace AirPods that were just used a lot and not cleaned properly, and people complain that they're like audio issues. So
just imagine this, the earwax has been compounded so much into the AirPod. That there's a little tiny bloke with a miniature chisel there going trying to chip it out.
They're suggesting a cotton swab with some blue tack will do the trick. So, I mean,
cotton swab with blue tack.
Yeah, that's what it says.
So the cotton swab has got to be loosening it a little bit and then the blue tack pulls it out because that can't be working together. Or you're talking about molding the blue tack onto the cotton swab.
I was trying to keep it PG, but Joe's put one in the chat room.
Yeah, to describe the shot or the photo that Joe's referencing, let's just say someone has a photo of Old Faithful.
That takes self-love to a whole new level.
It does.
Boy, howdy.
Why do we always do the most inappropriate shit before we go to the sponsors?
I do that on my podcast, too. I always feel really bad. We go from, like, Holocaust discussion to, and this week.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Brought to you by.
This really inappropriate conversation is sponsored by. No, we apologise. I'm going to put a bit of like static in there or something, and then it seems like we had an issue and we had to come back with the
Put some unicorns in there or something.
Yeah.
Balance it. Yeah.
This part. No, you've ruined it now. I've got no edit point, fellas. Jeez.
It was ad.
This podcast, bad as it is supported by two marvellous companies. First one is TSO Host. They are brilliant. We love them to bits. They pick up all the bandwidth charges. They do absolutely everything for us. They don't need you to buy all of their services for hosting. But if you do, you'll find a really good service from them. The customer service is second to none. We've had plenty of listeners say that when things have gone off the rails, they've absolutely stepped up to the mark and solved the problem. They're really, really good. But they don't want that. All they want you to do is get on the socials, give them brand recognition. Just get out there and say, thanks to @TSOhost for supporting @BritishTech. You must do that. Several people did do it last week, and it's brilliant. And you will always get a retweet from me if you do that too. So please get yourself out on Twitter and say that, or on the socials, you know, Facebook or Instagram even, or something like that. Thanks to @TSOhost for supporting @BritishTech. And thank also Iman Max. They send us a presenter every week, Callum, who sits and puts up with the crap that we give him and gives us insightful information that he probably shouldn't be giving us. But he does superb work on Macs. Anything with an Apple logo on it, he will fix it. Joe will get you a label that will ship it back and forth via UPS. And even if you've got old Mac stuff that you're not using anymore, send what you've got into them as a just picture. They'll give you a quote for what they're going to give you for it. They'll send you a label. You send it into them, and they'll give you a price back on what you want for it. And Ian Lewis has done that and got the price that he said, and within 2 hours, the money was in his bank account as well as. And also, they do data recovery, the Honolulu, or the Hawaiian watch that you, or iPhone that you heard about earlier on, was a prime example. Got anything that's data that you want to get back, then send it to them. Cal, have we got a machine of the week this week?
Yeah, so this week we've still got plenty of 21.5-inch iMac. So everything's on our website. We've got varying spec, some with SSDs, some with standard drives, all kind of varying in price, starting from about £500 going up. So if you go onto our website, have a look. Everything is on there, and you get 5% off if you listen to the podcast as well.
Excellent. Yeah, don't forget to mention BTM, because then we know that you've come via us. And they're happy that you have. Time for the cool thing. Callum, you're first, but you're not normally. So do you want us to go on to Jeff? Or are you ready?
Hold on, just let me get my link. Yes, so my cool thing this week is actually from Joe, but I've been playing with it today and it's very good. It's called Launch Center Pro, and it's an app for your iPhone. Basically, it was an app that actually came before Shortcuts, but I think it still has a place on your phone, and it's really good. It's really neat. So basically, it's a slightly, in my opinion, neater way of doing Shortcuts. So rather than having a shortcut on your screen, which then loads Shortcuts, which then loads the app you want to, it does it straight away, and it basically works on the basis of, you know, you can have bookmarks on your home screen, and it does it using the URL of apps. It's really neat. I haven't played with it very much, but it is free to have a play with. They do have in-app purchases, but to buy the whole thing and do and to be able to do everything on it, £29. And Joe showed me what he's done with his home screen, and it's, well, it doesn't look like an iPhone anymore. You can really play with it and have a tinker with it, and it's really neat.
Excellent, mate. Good pick. Thank you very much. Jeff, what have you got for us?
I have a Mac app for you, CleanShot X. I'm always on the hunt for better and more efficient ways to do screenshots. And so I started playing with CleanShot X, and it's really cool. You can do regular screenshots, you can do the window capture, you can also have it hide desktop icons, you can do scrolling screenshots. If you have something that you need a screenshot of that fills more than the window that you have open, it has annotations built in, it has tons of stuff. You can do video recording in it. And I don't even know how much it costs, because it's also available on SetApp.
I was going to say, SetApp, baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was my next question, because it looks immediately like it's a SetApp app.
Totally. Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
That's where the best of the best go.
Oh, it's that high quality that it's on SetApp?
Yes.
I take screen captures galore, so I live for screen capture. So I'll take anything on that that possibly even remotely improves that experience. One of the things I hate the most about it, the screen capture, is you do, I think it's Command-Shift-4, isn't it, or Command-Shift-3, and then you hit Spacebar, so you can take the whole window, or you can hit Spacebar again and get the selection. You do that and it pops up in the right-hand corner of the second screen and you're looking for it, like, where's it gone? Oh, shit, it's over there. And then it disappears just before you get to it. or you click it and you pick it up and then you can't actually get it on the window because something's covering it. So you have to let it go and you end up losing it. So anything that helps screen captures has got to be a good thing in my book.
Yeah.
Love it.
You guys know Command-Shift-5?
Does.
I should hope so.
I hope so.
You can all piss off, the lot of you. I was worried, actually. I was going to press Command-Shift-5 there, and it was going to be null command or something like that for the terminal.
No. Oh, there was a time you could kill your X server with, what was it, Option Command Backspace, I think? On a Mac.
Don McAllister would be the person to ask about that. And he won't come on this show now. Patrice, enlighten us with something amazing.
Your pick is Command-Shift-5. We talked about it today and Doc posted about it. It's Gordon Ramsay Uncharted. I discovered it more or less by accident via YouTube, because Gordon Ramsay is posting a lot of like extra content there. And he was like, there was a, what was it? A fried rice recipe, I think, from somewhere. That was really good.
Fried rice recipe. Did you see the video that Uncle...
Yes, I did.
I just forgot his name. Uncle Roger. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I discovered it. I saw the Uncle Roger video then I discovered the recipe, and from there I came to Uncharted. It's a really, really good show. I'm a fan of Gordon Ramsay in general. I mean, he has done some questionable stuff, but in general, he seems to be a good person. Despite
the thing with him is, you notice on that show how well he gets on with the kids.
Yes,
and that's the thing. He's clearly a good dad.
I think the persona that he presents sometimes in certain shows is
yeah, but that sells TV shows, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's only one of the things he does. Like, he gets along with other people really well. He is a really, really good chef. What I didn't know, he ran a triathlon, or multiple even.
He doesn't regularly, yeah.
In Hawaii. Like, stuff like that. And as I said, he is really, really good. And he travels around the world. It's kind of a little bit like Anthony Bourdain. But
yeah, I was going to say, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, but with a better chef. Like, I mean, Bourdain.
But with talent.
Never was a good chef, and he said so. But he's really good, and he's genuinely trying to figure out the local local native cuisines, like a lot of times in Uncharted. Not even like the well known stuff. No, like he goes full on native. Like, what are the natives in New Zealand eating, or like Hawaiian or whatever? Like, And as I said, it's a really good show. It's a really, like, a lot of very interesting stuff. You get to see things that you usually wouldn't see. He tries things that he's never done, like climbing, like, climbing a mountain in a snowstorm in Alaska.
The best bit of that is the fact that they made him climb the snowstorm to get some old man's beard, to have some old man's beard tea. And then later on, he went shooting grouse, and there's loads of the stuff on the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
They made him climb the pillar, though, for it. And there was a bit as well, the Alaska one was really good, where he's blowing into seal lungs to inflate them.
And he does it. Like, he doesn't, he's like, okay, I'm going to do
you
it.
Got, if you haven't got a strong stomach, then you're in trouble.
Yeah. The only thing I saw him not do was eat durian fruit.
Yeah, he hates the smell of durian, doesn't he? Yeah.
He's like, I've had it.
Have you seen the video of me doing durian fruit?
No, have you done durian?
Yes, I have a friend who's osmotic, so no sense of smell.
All right.
So we got together and did durian fruit because I'm a super smeller. So we thought this would be great to do a comparison about both of us trying durian fruit.
Did you shut the lid on your MacBook after you vomited into it?
We did it around her laptop, not mine.
Okay, good. Good choice. Gordon Ramsay, Uncharted. It is on National Geographic in the US. I think I've seen it on Disney Plus and on Amazon Prime.
It's on Disney Plus, and if you subscribe to Disney Plus, you can watch Series 1 already, but you can't watch Series 2. That's not on there yet. 2's currently showing on Sky, on National Geographic, I think. It'll go on to Disney Plus afterwards, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really good show. Can't wait to see more.
Excellent. Dave, what have you got for us, mate?
Yeah, I got an interesting plug I found from Belkin, the Wemo brand. It's called the Wemo Outdoor Wi-Fi Smart Plug. Put the link in the chat. It just came out. It's supposed to ship towards the end of this month, if not next month. It's an outdoor plug. It's got the 2 outlets on it, and it's kind of like similar to a outdoor lighting timer. You could control outside lights from any device anywhere, and of course goes across all the platforms. Most important to us is HomeKit, but designed for outdoor use. You can schedule, make different lights. You got hands-free voice control, so it's actually got a built-in voice control using any of the three biggies, and you can set it for random lights. Real easy to set up. Wemo has always made some pretty good plugs. I've got a few Wemo smart plugs in my house now, and thought this was an interesting device that they just came out with. And check it out.
My heart always fills with fear when someone says I've got a plug and they kill things because of Jeff. It's just it.
That's right.
I am scared beyond belief. Last but by no means least, Mr. Terpstra, what's your cool thing, dude?
I got another setup app for you, Tech Sniper. which I had always meant to try but had never bought, and then it showed up on setup, and I gave Apple it a whirl, and it's amazing. Basically, you take a screenshot of your screen, and it OCRs it right away. So, like, when I read Apple News on my, like, in the News app on my Mac, it drives me nuts that I can't Command-C to copy text out. TechSniper means I can just snap a quick picture of the article, and I get all the text for pasting anywhere I want.
Yeah, the thing that really annoys me is when you get a PDF through, and you're like, oh, I'll grab off the PDF, and then you realize the PDF is actually a picture. It's not
right.
Text. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a killer. I hate that. So that would be a really good pick. Yeah. Solve the problem now, in. Mm-hmm. Good pick. Good picks today. Because Doc's left.
Yeah, me too.
I'm installing TechSniper right now.
It means I'm not out of pocket, and I'm not lamenting the fact that I haven't got $2,000 to pick what Doc picks. don't tell him what's in there. Callum, where can we get all of you, mate?
You can get hold of us and everything we do at immmax.com. We're on all the usual socials at immmax. If you've got any questions or need any help with anything, I'm in the Slack room. I'm at O'Hara Callum on Twitter. And you can drop us an email at info@immmax. Happy to do anything, help with anything, and give any advice you need.
The coolest thing is when people give advice away for free. Well done, mate. I like that a lot. Brilliant stuff. Jeff, where would you be?
I am on Twitter and Instagram, JGamut both places. And excuse me, Mac Show today, Big Show yesterday. And I've got your back for next week, Ewan, yeah, so the shows will still happen. Also, on the 28th, I am moderating a panel on using Zapier for automation. And I'll drop a link into the chat for that right now. So the people on the panel, Maddie Osman, Joe Acasabona, and Jimmy Rose, they are all like really into using Zapier and automating their workflows. So this will be a lot of fun. And it's free. So sign up.
Yeah. That's the meetup. Yeah. Brilliant. To get in there and stick us a link in the everyone in the Slack room.
I will do that.
Patrice, where would you be?
Well, I am here every week on the Big Show and the Mac Show, just like Jeff. All the socials and everything I do on thepatrice.com, and my podcast is the Foodie Flashback, foodieflashback.com, where I just posted this week an interview with Big Chris Ashley, and that was really amazing, talking about like how he ran a restaurant as like a 19-year-old stuff, and barbecue, and like a lot of other stuff. And the next one is with yours truly, Brett Fabstra. And yeah, we already mentioned a couple of things, so I'm going to tease it out. It's coming out soon.
Excellent, mate. Good. I just need to point out that yours truly means you.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
You're best vegetarian, and ours, Brett Terpstra. Dave Ginsburg, where would you be, mate?
Well, you can find me here on the Mac Show, as well as on In Touch with iOS. At intouchyos.com. Just had Mr. Jeff Gamut on the show this week. I'm going to be publishing that today. And I'm on the Twitters at DaveG65. You can find me there. Thanks.
And last but by no means least, Mr. Terpstra.
You can find me at brettterpstra.com and TT Scoff on all the socials. And my podcast, Systematic, is at systematicpod.com, and Overtired with Christina Warren is at overtiredpod.com.
Excellent. Cheers. My name's Ian Rankin. You can get... Go.
I want to say the last couple of episodes of Systematic have been really, really interesting. Like the one posted this week and also last week. So absolutely worth a listen.
Hey, thanks.
Good endorsement. My name's Ian Rankin. Get me at Ian Rankin on Twitter. You can follow the network at British Tech as well. Don't forget to say thanks to all the socials, to TSO and IMNMax. We'll be back again next week. I won't be at the helm, unfortunately, because I've got work both days. But Jeff will be picking up the Big Show at 7 p.m. on Thursday, and the Mac Show will be at 4 p.m. on. Have a wonderful weekend, and enjoy the crap weather. See you next week.